Appendix E. Engineer and Chemical Defense Capabilities. Engineer and Chemical Defense Functional Overview. The People's Liberation Army Army, PLAA, employs a robust combat engineer capability throughout its maneuver formations, underpinning the consistent focus on obstacles, entrenchments, fortifications, and mobility seen throughout its doctrine. There are four primary components to the PLAA combat engineer capability: mobility, countermobility, protection, and recovery. Mobility systems include those designed to repair and maintain roads, establish or repair bridges, and sweep enemy minefields. Countermobility systems construct obstacles and deploy mines, while protection systems build entrenchments and fortifications. Recovery systems recuperate damaged or immobilized vehicles. Chemical defense capabilities are considered part of the same capability set as engineering, and they frequently occupy the same unit. The chemical defense mission is twofold: equipping and training the parent unit for operations in a chemical environment, and decontaminating equipment and personnel that have suffered chemical attack. In addition to traditional combat engineering, the PLAA and People's Armed Police, PAP, both have robust civil engineering capabilities. Civil engineering missions are conducted in support of both military operations and civil authorities. The Chinese government views these operations as having great social value to the Chinese population. PLAA engineering units have among the most advanced heavy equipment and engineering expertise available in China. Their projects include buildings, highways, bridges, railroads, air and seaports, and pipelines. Nominally, the PLAA assumes that many of these are dual-use projects or of some military value. In addition, PLAA engineering units stand by to serve as rapid reaction forces in the event of natural disasters or other such events. Engineering support is one of the flagship examples of military-civil fusion. Engineer and Chemical Defense Equipment Overview. Historically, PLAA engineering work was performed either with simple manpower or with simple modifications to tactical vehicles, such as attaching a plow or bulldozer to the front of a tank. While a lot of this do-it-yourself mentality still exists within modern formations, the PLAA now has a portfolio of modernized engineering vehicles and specially trained personnel. Each combined arms brigade employs a variety of engineering systems in the operational support battalion, which includes a mobility company, a protection company, and a mine warfare company. Heavier engineering capabilities are housed in the Group Army's Engineer and Chemical Defense Brigade. Note: the equipment overview provided in this appendix is not intended to be exhaustive, but rather to introduce the most widely employed variants of major equipment types used by the People's Liberation Army, PLA. The GCZ-110 is one of several types of tracked and armored multipurpose engineer vehicles, all of which are simply tank chassis and engine, with the turret removed and engineering equipment attached. These systems provide the heavy and medium combined arms brigades with obstacle breaching, fortifications, and recovery support. Light combined arms brigades have lighter engineer support, consisting of similar capabilities but on truck-mounted platforms. Mine laying and clearing remain important capabilities for the PLAA. Specialized mine-clearing vehicles combine plows and magnetic detectors with short-range mine-clearing rocket artillery on armored tracked platforms, most notably the GSL-130. Lightweight wheeled systems are also common, serving in both medium and light combined arms brigades. Mine laying is accomplished primarily through artillery scatterable mines, although large advanced anti-tank mines are also employed in large numbers. The PLAA employs a wide variety and high density of bridging systems, both truck-mounted and tank chassis-mounted. Lightweight bridging systems can handle wheeled or light-armored systems, while heavy bridging systems can handle main battle tanks, MBTs. Many bridging systems are modular, allowing multiple segments of bridge to be combined together in order to cross wider gaps. PLAA maneuver units conduct regular training with bridging units and consider river crossing to be an important skill set. Bridging systems are also regularly used in support of civilian populations. As with most militaries, the PLAA's armored recovery vehicles nearly all consist of tank chassis and engines, a fully armored crew compartment, and simple, powerful recovery gear designed to quickly retrieve damaged or immobilized armored vehicles. As the weight of armored vehicles, particularly tanks, has risen, so too have recovery vehicles needed to become more powerful. The PLAA has traditionally developed a recovery vehicle based on the previous generation's MBT. The most current recovery vehicle, the Type 654, is thought to be the only vehicle capable of recovering the Type 99 MBT. Heavy Combined Arms Brigades employ recovery vehicles in their Operational Support Battalion. Engineer Brigades also operate recovery vehicle companies in support of Group Army operations. Engineer and Chemical Defense Capabilities and Limitations. The PLAA's engineers are further along in their modernization timeline than several other Chinese capability sets. Modernized equipment and evolved tactics have been in place for several years, and frontline engineer units have conducted extensive training exercises using all aspects of these updated capabilities. In particular, armored engineering units appear highly capable in conducting obstacle breaching, mine clearing, and fortification construction in support of armored maneuver. Mine laying systems also appear mature and capable. The high density of rocket artillery systems throughout the PLAA simplifies the use of scatterable mines at the Combined Arms Brigade. Civil engineering support capabilities are also well developed, and the relationship between Army engineers and civilian authorities is viewed as very important and meaningful. Work on civilian projects provides useful training opportunities to military engineers while improving local infrastructure. These projects are typically given high priority and significant media coverage. The most significant limitations that PLAA engineers face are tactical mobility and sustainment. A large proportion of new PLAA engineer vehicles are heavy tracked systems, and they are thus ill-suited for movement over long distances by themselves. The PLAA has relatively few heavy transports capable of moving heavy vehicles, and these will likely be reserved for tanks and infantry fighting vehicles, IFVs, in the event that an armored unit needs to conduct a rapid overland movement. Sustainment is likely another issue. These systems have significant fuel and maintenance requirements. The relatively low density of PLAA logistics and armament troops may struggle to sustain heavy armored forces over long distances or for an extended period of time. This issue is further compounded by maneuver forces likely having a higher priority for sustainment assets than engineer forces. The PLAA does enjoy, however, a robust, strategic transportation network within Chinese borders, based mostly around China's enormous rail network. This network is capable of moving large bodies of troops and equipment in and around China rapidly and efficiently, but it has little reach outside Chinese territory.